everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a player from the number one ranked team in the entire Canadian Hockey League. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is defenseman Anthony DeAngelo of the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. He had 4 goals and 4 assists for 8 points in 2 games last week and was a +4. He was a first-round pick of the Tampa Bay Lightning in the 2014 NHL Entry Draft. DeAngelo, the 19-year-old from Sewell, New Jersey, now playing in his 4th season in the Ontario Hockey League and hoping to help the Greyhounds to a long playoff run this season. Now, another team looking for a long playoff run would be the Oshawa Generals. Once again, they are the number one ranked team in the BMO CHL Top 10 rankings, followed by the Sioux Greyhounds at number 3, Erie Otters at 6, and honorable mention to the Barrie Colts. But as for the Generals, Cole Castle's in his 4th season in the Ontario Hockey League, a draft choice of the Vancouver Canucks, and now hoping that his team will play well into the spring.
Let's talk about this Generals club. You guys have put together a good season. You've been around this team now for a few years. What's been going so well this season that's led to the success the guys have had?
Everyone's bought in, including the new guys. And, you know, from the start of the year, we came together and, you know, we really want to do something special this year with a lot of 95s and, you know, a lot of guys not being together next year. So this is our last kick at it.
You found over the course of the season being able to really sort of build momentum as, really right from day one?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, it's a lot of guys' last chances. We really want to go as far as we can, and we know we can do great things with the team we put together.
How do you guys sort of motivate each other over the course of a 68-game season when maybe you're on a bit of a roll and, you know, sometimes during a season you go through some ups and downs? You guys haven't had too many downs this year. How do you sort of keep each other in check and motivate each other?
We got a competitive team. Everyone's competitive in our dressing room, and I think we want to be the best, in Canada, and we have been for the past 13 weeks. So I think everyone is just wanting to be the best and prove that we're for real this year.
Have you had some moments this year where maybe there was a game or even within a game where maybe you're winning, but maybe something as sort of DJ and the coaching staff might say, you know what, you're not kind of doing things the right way, that, yeah, maybe it's working tonight, but this could cost us down the road, where there's sometimes some lessons that way?
Yeah, we do video all the time. I mean, even in our best games, there's still things we can fix. And, you know, DJ's not shy to let us know. And, you know, if we're serious about winning, those are the things that we need to fix, all the little things.
Cole, give me your take on how your seasons come together.
I think individually I played well, but I give credit to, you know, Bradley Latour and Hunter Smith and, you know, the power play unit I'm on, everything, comes off that. And 5-on-5 play with, Smitty and Latch. So, I think this year was another step in my career, and hopefully I can continue to move forward after this year.
Have the guys had to adjust a little bit, maybe where on some teams, someone like yourself might be getting a lot more ice time versus now the depth this team has built up, that, you know, guys might have a little bit less ice time, but really, coming together from a team perspective?
Yeah, I mean, before the trade, I think I was playing a little bit more, but now we have all that depth, and it's nicer to, you know, play less. You feel fresher, and in the end, in the grind in the third period, your legs aren't, you know, completely gone. You still have that extra pushback, and I think that's how we beat teams, is our depth in the third period. We're not all gassed.
For this team, you know, I know there's been those odd little bumps. I know Peterborough, for example, has snuck up on you a couple of times. Have you guys, are those sort of the little wake-up calls that maybe you need over the course of a 68-game season?
Yeah, you're not going to win every game. It's a long year, and sometimes we might take our competition lightly, and those are our losses this year when we haven't played a full 60. And, you know, for the playoffs, we're looking to put, you know, all the, you know, 60 minutes in all 3 periods together.
You're a guy that's played 4 years with the same team in Oshawa. What does it mean, just those, the times you've spent so far with the Generals?
My time in Oshawa has been great. I mean, I take a lot of honor and pride in this organization, and, you know, it's been my home for the past 4 years, so I'd, you know, like to finish my career out on top.
And have you found, too, it's sort of, as your career has gone on, it's sort of really showed the way this team has built, even just from the time you've come along, obviously developing into a first-place team this year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a lot of credit to Jeff Tuohy and DJ Smith and now Roger Hunt, rebuilding this organization to a winning team and hopefully a championship team. And, you know, I'm very grateful for, the opportunity this year to go a long way.
You've got a May birthday. How nice would it be still be playing on your birthday this year?
Yeah, that's what I've been planning to do for the past 3 years. And this year, hopefully, I can celebrate by winning a series or something.
That was Cole Castles of the Oshawa Generals. Here's a look at the top performers for the month of February in the Ontario Hockey League. The OHL Player of the Month is Connor McDavid of the Erie Otters. He had 13 goals and 20 assists for 32 points and was a +9 in 12 games, so almost 3 points per game during February, and finished the month on a 24-game point streak. Of course, he is the top prospect for the 2015 NHL Entry Draft. The Defenseman of the Month, well, we've talked about him already on the show. The Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is also the OHL Defenseman of the Month for February, Anthony D'Angelo of the Sioux Greyhounds. He had 5 goals and 14 assists for 19 points in 10 games last month. His teammate, Brandon Halvorsen, is the Vaughan OHL Goaltender of the Month, an 8-1 record in February with an even 2 goals against average and .933 save percentage along with 2 shutouts. And we wrap it up with the OHL Rookie of the Month, and it's the big forward, Logan Brown of the Windsor Spitfires. He had 5 goals, 8 assists for 13 points in 11 February games, and turned 17 on Thursday. Now we talk about some of the players currently in the Ontario Hockey League, but some OHL graduates have been very busy lately playing CIS hockey. Many have picked up awards both in the Ontario Conference through the OUA, along with the AUS, the Atlantic University Conference. Check out some of that information at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. OHL teams are also heavily involved in their communities. Congratulations to everyone involved with the Bears in Blue project in Owen Sound that raised more than $31,000 for prostate cancer research. It was the second annual event, and the ATTAC have been partnering with the Cancer Society since 2008, raising a grand total of more than $185,000. That's going to do it for our show this week. Remember, you can always check out live streaming of OHL games throughout the regular season and the playoffs. Get the information on OHL Live at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. I'm Terry Doyle. You've been listening to OHL News, presented by Warrior. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.